Greetings. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Greetings and shalom, 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 salama, salam alaikum, shalawama, salama. What's up, y'all? No, so I'm cracking myself up at all of these different ways that we try to observe the Hebrew or the Ibri Abar tongue, right? And so I just really tried to stay ordered them. So I was cracking myself up. I had to stop it and start it and stop it and start it. So I think going forward, y'all, I'm just going to be like, what's popping, family? Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another segment of Malacca Adayah to the Remnant. And in case you forgot, we are still in the book of Genesis. Okay, so we are, we're in chapter 24. So now let me just tell y'all a little bit about chapter 24. So far, it is the longest chapter that I've encountered in the book of Genesis. So here's the deal now. You guys, I've been doing this podcast since I want to say about 2019, maybe 2020, right? Unfortunately, I went through some things and I took it out on my ministry. I would go through things and start deleting videos. You know what I mean? So once I realized that I was being foolish and immature, I decided to lock in and I said, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm feeling, no matter what I'm facing, I love Yahuwah enough to continuously come and feed his sheep via this podcast, right? So now, even though I don't say that I am a teacher, I do not see myself as a teacher. I realize that we are all teachers of one another in some shape, form, or fashion, right? Each one teach one. I learned some stuff from y'all. Y'all learned some stuff, you know, reading with me, and hallelujah. So that was just ridiculous and selfish of me to have taken down all of those segments some time ago. So it's even hard for me to be able to go back like to my very first segment and see what date it was. So again, it had to be like between 2019 and 2020. And it really just hit me like in 2023 that it has been eons since I've gone through the whole Bible. You know what I mean? I have found myself self-righteously, okay, I have to admit that, I'm judging other people for not being in the scriptures enough. Yeah. I've looked at others with disdain, like, how can you serve the Most High and you don't even read the Bible like that, you know? And then I realized that I've just been cherry picking through the Bible for the last few years. I've read every chapter of the Bible at some point in my life, you know what I mean? I've been, you know, walking with the Father for a long time, on again, off again, hot, cold, warm, and now I'm just on fire all the way, hot, hot, hot for the Father. And so, through someone who I used to deem as a teacher of mine in the faith, and you know, I've moved on since then, but they brought up some really interesting points to me, and that's when I realized that I needed to go back through this whole Bible. I needed to start back from the beginning. And so now y'all know if I'm going to start back from the beginning, I'm not going to leave y'all behind, right? So for those of you that have been following since Bereshit or Genesis chapter 1, we are at chapter 24. So I've been reading Genesis chapter 24 for about a week or two. And so I have yet to publish it and I can't even find it in my library. So this is like, now I'm like, here's where the challenge comes in, right? Because it's fun. I'm going to be real with y'all. It's fun to pop on my phone, hit this record button, and share what I believe, you know, the Most High is putting on my heart to communicate with y'all. And the reason I say share what I believe that he's, you know, impressing upon me is because it's all by belief. It's all by belief. You know, we get a word and we feel impressed upon. Bingo, there you go. That's how real it is. We feel impressed upon. And so we believe that we're to go forward in that word, right? And so it's like, you know, I bless Yahuwah that he does give me confirmation that I'm doing the right thing at the right time. You know what I'm saying? So again, you know, I believe that it's meant for me to share this with y'all right now and not leave y'all behind. So we are in Bereshit 24 and I'm going to read it all again. All right, y'all ready? Let's go, but let's pray first. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you, Abba Yahuwah, for you are awesome. You are so wonderful and kind and loving and merciful, Father. You are also no joke and not one to be played with, Father Yahuwah. If I haven't done it before, I'm doing it now. Please forgive me for the times I've taken you for granted, for the times that I didn't revere you the way I should have. Please forgive me, Father Yahuwah, and accept my labor and love. Hallelujah. Son, pray.
Hallelujah. We thank you for this day. We thank you for all you've done in our life. Please bless this Bible study. Please bless the word that we are about to read, so that we may understand more and learn more about the past and gain more knowledge to what to do in the future. In Yahushua's name, hallelujah.
Yada Yahuwah. So be it. All right. So, son, we're gonna do this together, son. Okay? There is 67 verses to this chapter. So I'm going to read 35. I'm going to stop at 35 and I'm going to let you go. But to make it a little more simple for you, let's go to the easy read version. Okay. And now you guys also do know that I've been doing comparative readings. I'll read it from the Septuagint or the Latin Vulgate. But I'm really not going to do that with this chapter. I'm really not. It's too many verses, you know. So, guys, if you want to do the comparison for yourselves, why did I just hear, yes, you will? I just heard it within myself, yes, you will. Okay. Okay. Yes, I will. All right, family. So, welcome to the reading of Bereshit 24, and we are going to be reading from the Latin Vulgate as well as the easy read version. So with that being said, I'm going to just do part one today, and then we'll do part two tomorrow, Yahuwah willing. I'll do it in the morning before I go out and take care of my business. All right, y'all? All right, so y'all ready? Let's do it. Okay. And so, again, for those that are familiar with me reading, you know, when I read from the Vulgate, I do attempt to read in the Latin, too. You guys, again, one verse in Latin, because I got a lot of verses to read tonight, okay? So, it says, Erat otuem Abraham senex dirunque mortorum et dominus in concits Benedictrati. I tried. All right. Now, Abraham was old and advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed him in all things. And he said to the eldest servant of his house, who was ruler over all he had, put thy hand under my thigh, that I may make thee swear by the Lord God of heaven and earth, that thou take not a wife for my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but that thou go to my own country and kindred and take a wife thence for my son Yitzhak. The servant answered, if the woman will not come with me into this land, must I bring thy son back again to the place from whence thou camest out? And Abraham said, beware thou never bring my son back again thither. The Lord God of heaven, who took me out of my father's house and out of my native country, who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, to thy seed will I give this land, he will send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take from thence a wife for my son. But if the woman will not follow thee, thou shalt not be bound by oath. Only bring not my son thither. Only bring not my son back thither again. The servant therefore put his hand under the thigh of his lord and swore to him upon this word. So I don't have any knowledge about what the customs were, you know. So that putting the hand under the thigh, that sealed the oath. Wow. I may need to reach out to one of these biblical scholars that I've been acquainted with since I've been in this walk and ask some questions here. Wow. Or, you know, I just may look into it myself and see what I can come up with. But, okay, so as we see, that was their custom, to make an oath, to put his hand under the thigh. Huh. All right. Anyway. And he took 10 camels of his master's herd and departed, carrying something of all his goods with him. And he set forth and went on to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor, yeah, anyway. And when he had made the camels lie down without the town near a well of water in evening, at the time when women were wont to come out to draw water, he said, yeah, I just laughed at "were wont." That's how it's read here in this Vulgate. And he said, "O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, meet me today, I beseech thee, and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, I stand nigh the spring of water, and the daughters of the inhabitants of the city will come out to draw water. Now, therefore, the maid to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher that I may drink, and she shall drink." "And she shall answer, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let it be the same whom..." Okay, give me one second, y'all. Let me change the font here. Oh, that's better now. Okay, so we're in verse 10. And he took 10 camels of his master's herd and departed, carrying something of all his goods with him. And he set forth and went on to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he took, and when he made the camels lie down without the town near a well of water in evening, at the time when women were wont to come out to draw water, he said, "O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, meet me today, I beseech thee, and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, I stand nigh the spring of water, and the daughters of the inhabitants of this city will come out to draw water. Now, therefore, the maid whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher that I may drink, and she shall answer, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let it be the same whom thou hast provided for thy servant Yitzhak. And by this I shall understand that thou hast shown kindness to my master." You see, so the actions of this woman is going to show what? Her heart of charity. Remember what Proverbs 31 teaches us about the conduct of a virtuous woman. So right here we see that he's seeking a wife for Yitzhak that has a good heart. Hallelujah. And that would be the sign that he needed to know she was right for Yitzhak. I love it. Verse 15. He had not yet ended these words within himself, and behold, Rebekah came out, the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, wife to Nahor, the brother of Abraham, having a pitcher on her shoulder, an exceedingly comely maid and a most beautiful virgin and not known to man. So look at how it says she was a virgin and not known to man. Wouldn't it have just been enough to just say that she's a virgin? You know, so that's for another study at another time, if possible, if you who are willing. We're going to deal with that word virgin, okay? Anyway, an exceedingly comely maid and a most beautiful virgin and not known to man. And she went down to the spring and filled her pitcher and was coming back. Yeah, my son just pointed out a second ago, like they say and a lot. Verse 17, and the servant ran to meet her and said, give me a little water to drink of thy pitcher. And she answered, drink, my lord. And quickly she said, and quickly she let down the pitcher upon her arm and gave him drink. And when he had drunk, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also, till they all drink. And pouring out the pitcher into the troughs, she ran back to the wall to draw water. Walked back to the well to draw water. And having drawn, she gave to all the camels. But he, musing, beheld her with silence, desirous to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And after that the camels had drunk, the man took out golden earrings, weighing 2 sickles, and as many bracelets of 10 sickles weight. So I read in another translation that it was a nose ring, and right here it's saying took out golden earrings, but okay. All right, see now, that's something that we've noticed. That's a discrepancy in the translations from then, you know, to the translations we read now. Because you will see that the translation that I am going to read is going to say nose ring, right? Anyway, here we go. Oh, you're about to start snoring, son. My baby's out. Pop, pop, go to your bed. Love you. Thank you for spending the time in fellowship with mommy. I done read my baby to sleep, like when him was little. Okay, so verse 23. And he said to her, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, is there any place in thy father's house to lodge? And she answered, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nahor. And she said, moreover to him, we have good straw, of both straw and hay, and a large place to lodge in. The man bowed himself down and adored the Lord, saying, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not taken away his mercy and truth from my master, and hath brought me the straight way into the house of my master's brother. Then the maid ran, and you see how beautifully and perfectly that was just set up? You know what I mean? He ran into the very one that was destined by the Most High for Yitzhak to marry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just love when the Father just perfectly puts the pieces of the puzzle together. Mm-hmm. Verse 28. Then the maid ran and told in her mother's house all that she had heard. And Rebekah had a brother named Laban, who went out in haste to the man to the well. And when he had seen the earrings and bracelets in his sister's hands, and had heard all that she related, saying, thus and thus the man spoke to me, he came to the man who stood by the camels to near to the spring of water. Verse 31, and said to him, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Why standest thou without? I have prepared the house and a place for the camels. And he brought him in into his lodging. And he unharnessed the camels and gave straw and hay and water to wash his feet and the feet of the men that were with him, that were come with him. And bread was set before him, but he said, I will not eat till I tell my message. He answered him, speak. And he said, I am the servant of Abraham. And the Lord hath blessed my master wonderfully, and he is become great. And he hath given him sheep and oxen, silver and gold, manservants and womanservants, camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, hath borne my master a son in her old age, and he hath given him all that he had. And my master made me answer, saying, I'm sorry, and my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife for my son of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go to my father's house and shalt take a wife of my own kindred for my son. But I answered my master, what if the woman will not come with me? The Lord said, he in whose sight I walk will send his angel with thee and will direct thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son of my own kindred and of my father's house. But thou shalt be clear from my curse when thou shalt come to my kindred, if they will not give thee one. So where did it say that Abraham cursed his servant? It says that his servant, you know, he bound him by an oath, but he said, if you don't find her, then you're free from that oath, is what I've read in another translation. But here in the Latin Vulgate, it uses the word curse. But thou shalt be clear from my curse when thou shalt come to my kindred, if they will not give thee. So remember, y'all, verse 41, and we're going to compare it. 42. And I came today to the well of water and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if thou hast prospered my way wherein I now walk, behold, I stand by the well of water, and the virgin that shall come out to draw, who shall hear me say, give me a little water to drink of thy pitcher, and shall say to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath prepared for my master's son. And whilst I pondered these things secretly with myself, Rebekah appeared, coming with a pitcher, which she carried on her shoulder. And she went down to the well and drew water. And I said to her, give me a little to drink. And she speedily let down the pitcher from her shoulder and said to me, both drink thou and to thy camel I will give drink. I drank, and she watered the camels. And I took her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she answered, I am daughter of Bethuel, the son of Nahor, whom Milcah bore to him. So I put earrings on her to adorn her face, and I put bracelets on her hands. So you see how, right, to adorn her face, that would indicate a nose ring, right? I'm just saying. Even though when you do put earrings in your ears, it kind of, it brings out your face, but like, okay? Anyway, verse 48. And falling down, I adored the Lord, blessing the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath brought me the straight way to take the daughter of my master's brother for his son. Wherefore, if you do according to mercy and truth with thy master, tell me. But if it please you otherwise, tell me that also, that I may go to the right hand or to the left. And Laban and Bethuel answered, the word hath proceeded from the Lord. We cannot speak any other thing to thee but his pleasure. Hallelujah. How many of us know we need to be like that right now? We need to be like that right now. If Yahweh says so, then it is so. Period. All right. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go thy way, and let her be the wife of thy master's son, as the Lord hath spoken. which when Abraham's servant heard, falling down to the ground, he adored the Lord. And bringing forth vessels of silver and gold and garments, he gave them to Rebekah for a present, and offered gifts also to her brothers and to her mother. And a banquet was made, and they ate and drank together and lodged there. And in the morning the servant arose and said, "Let me depart, that I may go to my master." And her brother and mother answered, "Let the maid stay at least 10 days with us, and afterwards she shall depart." "Stay not me," he said, "because the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away, that I may go to my master." And they said, "Let us call the maid and ask her will." So you see, it sounds like they ain't really so 100% about letting her go. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep her like 10 more days. Let's stay 10 more days. And then he's like, "Nah, I gotta go. Like, I gotta go." And then they're like, all right, we're gonna ask her first. Hallelujah. And they called her. And when she was come, I'm gonna go back a little bit. So the brother and the father at first was like, "If this is Yah's will, we can't do nothing about it." But I feel like the mother, in the seed of her emotion, was like, "My baby, give me 10 more days." Right? But it said the mother and the brother, verse 55, and her brother and mother answered, "Let the maid stay at least 10 days with us, and afterwards she shall depart." Verse 56, "Stay me not," said he, "because the Lord hath prospered," the Lord hath prospered my way. "Send me away, that I may go to my master." And they said, "Let us call the maid and ask her will." And they called her. And when she was come, they said, "Wilt thou go with this man?" She said, "I will go." She like, period. "Don't you see all these jewels, mama? He rich. I want to go." All right, I'm sorry. I'm not adding anything to it, y'all. I'm just having a little fun. All right, verse 59. So they sent her away, and her nurse and Abraham's servant and his company, wishing prosperity to their sister and saying, "Thou art our sister. Mayest thou increase to thousands of thousands, and may thy seed possess the gates of their enemies." Hallelujah. So Rebekah and her maids, being set upon camels, followed the man, who with speed returned to his master. At the same time, Isaac was walking along the way to the well, which is called of the living and the seeing, for he dwelt in the south country. The well called of the living and the seeing. Hallelujah. All right. Verse 63. And he was gone forth to meditate in the field, the day being now well spent. And when he had lifted up his eyes, he saw camels coming afar off. Rebekah also, when she saw Isaac, lighted off the camel. I mean, she got up off the camel, y'all. 65. And said to the servant. So she lighted off the camel and said to the servant, "Who is that man who cometh towards us along the field?" And he said to her, "That man is my master." But she quickly took her cloak and covered herself. And the servant told Yitzchak, and another version says veil. You'll see that. And the servant told Yitzchak all that he had done, who brought her into the tent of Sarah, his mother, and took her to wife. And he loved her so much that it moderated the sorrow which was associated by his mother's death. Hallelujah. That was Genesis chapter 24, read from the Latin Vulgate, translated into English. All right, y'all. So since that was only 12 minutes, I think I can do it and still let you guys go within a half hour. Let us go next. Now, this song was posted to YouTube 15 years ago, and I just discovered it about a year or so ago. And it is so beautiful and befitting for this chapter of the union of a wife to her husband. This is Daughters of Yah, posted by Elam Israel. Check it out.
Sweetest thing I've known, the love that he has shown to me, and I can hear it in your tone, and I'm ready to say I do. Find when I look into your eyes, and there, yeah, and all the world taught me were lies. Now my eyes can see the truth, and I'm ready to learn to love you, and I'm ready to follow you as you follow Yah. Yes, I will do my part. Yes, and I, yeah, do 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 do, yeah, yeah. I'm so proud to be your wife. I pray Yah give me what you need. Help me. I'm ready to learn to love you. I'm ready to follow you as you follow Yah. Yes, I will do my part, yeah, just be patient with me. Read the newspaper today, Babylon has got to pay, yeah. Raped a daughter of Zion, they, yeah. Raped a daughter of Zion. Wickedness has reached a peak. Judgment's coming, oh, can't you see? Yes. Sin a man fall to your knees.
Hallelujah. All right, that's just a sneak peek of another song that they got up on here on the YouTube, and that song is fire, y'all. But we need to get going here. All right, so let's go on now. So we're going to be reading Genesis chapter 4 from the TS 2009 translation. And y'all, that's how real it is, and that's how you know how good it was. I'm talking about, I'm gonna be letting y'all go within a half hour, and it has been a little bit more than a half hour. So if you guys want to hear this translation read in the TS 2009, tune in for part two. You should be able to actually find it right now, available on Spotify, Apple Music, Anchor FM, which is now Spotify Music. So, no, I'm just so used to saying that from in the past, right? We are also available on Pocket Cast, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and that's all I can remember off the top of my head. But on all major podcast platforms, Malaka Adaya to the Remnant is available. So thank you all for spending this time with me. Shalom, shalom, salam, salam alaikum. All that good stuff. Love you. That's my time.